Welcome to the Erica and Celia Show.
And welcome to our new podcast, basically.
Celia's currently doing that squishy thing with her hands when she's really excited. Basically, we're just about to start our own new podcast. So, we're sisters. Celia, how old are you?
I'm 12. God, I forgot then.
You forgot? I forgot your age today, actually. I was talking to someone. And they were like, how old's your sister? And I was like, she's 12. And I was like, I don't remember. Yeah, and I'm 14. And I'm the cooler sister, obviously. So that's how that works. But yeah, basically, we're going to be starting a podcast. And it's just going to kind of be talking about our lives, I guess. And we're going to try and make it weekly, aren't we?
Yeah. But every Sunday.
So. We're going to upload every Sunday.
Okay.
And basically, each week, we're going to have a different challenge that we try to do it in.
Yeah.
So, a different accent, a different impression, kind of, or just, not necessarily do other voices, just different challenges that we want to complete the podcast in.
Yeah.
But then, we might post some more during the week if we feel like it, that aren't challenges, but just us talking about our life. So, if you have nothing else better to do, and you just want to hear about what the hell we've been doing, then stick around. I think they'll probably be kind of half an hour episodes. This one might be shorter.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But, you know, we've got intro music and all that jazz. So, give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. And we'll plug our socials when we can be bothered next time, because I don't have a list in front of me. So, yeah. Also, Celia's hair is, like, wet right now. She's got it in a plait.
And I just stuck it under the tap.
And I was like, what are you doing? I came into the room and her hair was in the tap, and I was like, sis, what is happening?
Because I was getting it wet so it could dry and then be curly the next day.
I don't understand. I thought you liked your hair straight.
I do, but I like it curly.
You like it curly, okay. Yeah. We're currently sitting on Celia's little mattress in Mum's room.
With a pregnant pillow.
Yeah.
Mum, I'm literally sleeping on a pregnant pillow.
Yeah, she's not pregnant. Don't worry, guys. She really isn't. We're not that type of people. But did Mum get it?
Yeah, she got it and she didn't like it, so I get it.
It's really squishy. It's like, you know those things in pools that you kind of wrap
floaties.
Arms around? Floaties, woggles.
Noodles. Yeah.
It's kind of like a big, like, pillow, one of those. It's pretty cool. Very much recommend.
Oh, so, I was at sign language club today. And my sign language teacher was about to, like, show us a new sign. And for some reason, she decided to clear her throat before she showed it.
But that wasn't needed, though.
I know, because she was just showing it with her hands.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. So, yeah. For those of people who don't know what sign language is, what is
BSL. It? So, sign language is a language for...
Really? Wouldn't have thought that, Celia. That's really interesting.
It's a language for deaf people so they can communicate with the hearing.
With the
people.
Hearing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And, but isn't there, like, there's ASL, there's BSL, like, British
BSL.
Sign Language.
And then American.
American Sign Language. Is there, like, Indian Sign Language, Australian? Is there, like, all that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, there's a few signs that are different for, like, each place. Like, not even countries, like, towns, it's different.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, I've seen, like, different things for the alphabet online and stuff.
Like, school is like that, and then school is also, like...
Okay, people can't know. They don't know what you're doing, though. So, she did two different signs, trust me. So that's one thing you can't really show off your skills of. You could just be totally lying, and you could be, like, crap at signing. But, you know, they would never know. So that's pretty cool. I guess. So, yeah, we go to the same school now.
Here.
Celia, you're in... What year are you in? You're in year 7. So, how's that going for you? I'm in year 9. I've been at the school for 3 years now, and it's still as intimidating. How is it for you?
It's very big.
It's very big. Do you know your way around, like, fully yet, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many months have you been? We've been here, like, a term and a half almost.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my god, we're almost halfway through the year. That's so cool. We'll be halfway through the year.
I don't want to do jabs.
Okay, we're swearing now. Okay,
sorry.
Cool.
No, sorry.
No, it's cool.
Mm,
down with the kids and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Celia's really nervous about the injections in year 8, even though they're literally a year away.
I don't care. They're still happening, and I have to have them.
Yeah.
I'm just dying inside.
I mean, I feel like we shouldn't talk about them too much because there's a lot of people that don't like injections.
Yeah, never mind. Hey, guys.
Yeah. You know, I think we should actually, maybe next podcast or something, tell the story of the Erica and Celia show. Because I think that's this podcast is going to be called. And you guys, it's going to be so funny. It's going to sound so sad, though.
Do you remember the Santa one? That was so offensive. And you kept on mentioning how it was
so offensive. We'll talk about it to you guys next podcast.
We could, put it to the thingy and then, they could hear a bit of it, you know?
Oh, my, well, no. You guys don't know what we're talking about, but you will see. So
you gotta listen to our next one to find out.
Yeah, follow us and listen to our podcast, and then you will know how the Erica and Celia show came to happen.
Life
came to life, came to be. Yeah. So sorry if there's bad editing. We're still learning how to use this app, but it's a pretty cool app.
Yep.
And, I mean, we could get onto Spotify if we become big. So, guys, listen to our podcast and follow us, because...
Wait, I didn't know you could go on Spotify.
I think you can.
I like this app. I'm sitting in a shark right now.
Yeah, she's got this, I don't even know what you call it.
It's like a blanket that's, it's a tubing. it's a tubing blanket, you know?
It's a
pocket that you kind of sit in. And it looks like a shark is eating you. It's very cool.
It's like dungarees, but there aren't trousers.
Yeah.
It's just like a blanket at the end.
And then your toes kind of go into the fin so you can walk around in it.
Yeah, and it's got it makes it look like the shark's eating Celia.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very funny. Yeah. Also, do you want to be famous then from this?
I want to be famous.
You want to be famous?
I'm not famous at all, so I want to be famous.
I'm sure you're famous. She has 20,000 friends at school.
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand.
Yeah, well, it was cool because we were all going around in a big group, but now we're not.
Have you split off?
Yeah.
Oh, you could talk about the tea.
No, because it uses too many names.
so that's another thing. We're not going to use, the Any only names. Real names we're going to use are our own.
Haven't mentioned our names.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, but we haven't specified which one's which.
Oh, yeah. You're all probably really confused. Okay, hi. I'm Erica. I'm the older one. I'm 14.
She's the cooler one.
Yep.
I'm just admitting to it.
Yeah, I mean, we all know it. Mm. Anyway, yeah.
Okay. I'm Celia. I'm 12. And I'm the younger sister. She's born 2 years after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Mm. But I don't know. I feel like...
2 years late.
I don't know if people care about listening to these kind of just podcasts about your life, because
We could look on other ones and see what they're doing. And see what the popular people have got.
I mean, I listen to... I don't know if you guys have listened to the podcast of Views with David Dobrik and Jason Nash. And their YouTubers, obviously, and they're already famous. And then they made the podcast, so that's why everybody listens to it, because they kind of know them already. Whereas nobody knows who the heck we are. So it's we'll see how it works out, I guess.
We need to listen to some others. Yeah. Wait, can they comment on this?
I don't know. I'm still working out how this app works.
Because if you can comment and say yours and we'll listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, plug your podcast. Because if you're listening to this and you create a podcast, oh my gosh, totally tell us what it is and we'll totally listen to it and give it a like if that's even possible on the social media. Because we appreciate you listening to us and we want to find out what our viewers our listeners are doing.
You know what we should do?
In a non-creepy way.
I'm still in that nightcore phase.
Oh my god.
We need to... So every time we've been reading or doing corrections, we've been allowed to listen to music and I've always been listening to this nightcore mashup.
Oh my god, sis.
And it's a mashup of all 50 songs, and we could have that playing in the background on some of them.
Yeah, because we need to work on background music. But yeah, tell everybody about your crazy little nightcore phase, Celia.
I'm obsessed with nightcore. I find it really cool.
What is nightcore?
Nightcore is... You explain.
It's basically
people that change the voice sound of songs.
So they make it higher pitched.
Yeah, and they change if it's feminine.
Yeah.
Or masculine.
And do they make it faster, or do they keep it the same speed?
Oh yeah, they make it faster.
Yeah, and it's just I don't know why, because I did go through a night call phase as well, and I think
everyone goes.
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody does. But you know. And it's so cringy because it's just there's literally barely any talent to it at all. It's just people remaking the same songs, but somehow it just sounds so much better. And yeah. I think the best song I listened to...
Seven Rings by Ariana Grande sounds really good from Nightcore.
Right. Yeah, a song that I would recommend Nightcore version would be Crying in the Club. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that kind of cringiness.
You know what you should do?
What?
My ukulele's here. You've just learned a song.
I don't know it very well, though. I tell you what.
Maybe do it next time.
Yeah, each week when I'm kind of getting better at the ukulele, I'll give you an updated version if you want your ears to bleed. I am trying to learn the ukulele because it's cool. Yeah. It's pretty snazzy. Yeah. I don't know.
If you want your ears to bleed.
Well, I mean, it's true. I think I'm trying to learn it because, I don't know if you guys know Dodie. Dodie's just incredible. Have you ever watched any of her videos?
No.
Well, her sister, like, Heidi, who's, like, literally 2 years old.
Really?
I think it's Heidi. I don't know if I pronounce her name.
Is she two? Is she a baby?
She literally was two, but now she's, like, I think she's, like, as old as me, which is so weird, because she was literally a fetus, like, yesterday.
How big is a fetus? We were doing this in science, and we have to say it next time, how big is a fetus?
Guys, come on. How big is a fetus? Like, do you want an
how many centimetres?
You want a centimetre? You want the length?
Round about.
The
yeah.
volume? Oh. Can you say the volume of the fetus?
I don't know.
A fetus. But aren't there, like, different sizes to a fetus?
No, because it's an embryo.
Embryo?
And then a fetus, and then a baby. And then, like, a dragonish baby.
Okay.
You know, okay. Their fingers look so fat because our fingers look so fat. Everyone's dads were girls, okay?
Oh, because you're a girl first.
You start off as a girl.
So, is everybody, quaking. Is everybody like, secretly gay then?
No, but if you then like girls, then you're straight. Sis,
conspiracy theory. I bet everyone's like, what the fuck? We don't even know. It's just going to be crazy, weird tangents.
Oh, you know Miranda's sister, Rachel?
Yes.
Yeah. So I showed Mum two of the videos and she let me subscribe.
Miranda Sings, the YouTuber. And
have you subscribed yet?
I've subscribed to her, but to a few people.
Oh, well, you need to subscribe to her.
Yeah. Well, I will write down our social medias next time so you guys can.
What does add flag mean?
I think it's something to do with editing. I really don't know how this works, guys. But yeah.
Should we make this like 15 minutes?
Yeah, I'm thinking kind of lengthwise. I probably said this before, but like half an hour.
Yeah, you said
minutes.
This one would be shorter than.
Yeah. So I think kind of we're aiming for half an hour for the main kind of challenge podcast.
This is the comedy corner.
This is the comedy corner. That's probably already a thing.
Oh, but it shouldn't.
But then if we just feel like updating. Podcast throughout the week.
So we're gonna really try to do definitely one a week.
Yeah.
And then if we have time, we could do more than one.
Yeah, we will try. I feel like it's just because I'm quite busy. So it's just really, I do, and it's not even funny, and I'm in, like, plays, and what are you doing, Celia?
I don't know.
Are you knocking the scenery? What? The scenery of the stage that we're totally recording this on. Yeah. I mean.
Not on the pregnant pillow that we just mentioned.
No, we could literally be on the streets right now, and nobody, well, they probably would with
no,
the sound.
No, cars, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know. You never know.
We could. So, I'm obsessed with squishies, right?
Oh my god.
And we had to go into the music room, and it's it's like soundproof, so it's covered in foam, and I'm just obsessed.
I don't understand, because there's a sound room, because it's covered in the like soundproof insulation thing,
foam.
Whatever.
Foam.
Yeah, and but the thing is, right, like at the top, like near the ceiling,
the thing's
there are
open.
These no, there are these like dents in the foam that I suppose an instrument has hit, but I don't understand how an instrument that hard has been able to go in. To the foam up there and pierce it.
Maybe it was a stick, you know, like a drumstick when you like flick it.
Yeah, but
like, you know, when you put it on the edge and then you pow and it like goes up and you're meant to catch it.
Yeah, maybe.
You're
but
meant
I was just
to.
Yeah. I was just so confused. I was like, how does this physics?
I'll look for that next time.
Yeah. So
I did bubble nails.
Anyway, I think we should probably let's talk about that next time.
Okay.
Because we need topics to talk about each week. Because otherwise I'll just run out of things.
Next one, bubble nails.
Bubble nails. Remember that, guys. So, yeah, please, I don't know how this works yet, but if you can, comment and like this podcast.
Yeah, thanks for getting this far.
Yeah, thanks for actually bearing with this. What I do is I listen to podcasts at night, because it kind of chills me out just listening to somebody talk about nothing in particular.
Yeah, this is chillaxing.
This is chillaxing.
This
is all pretty geeky, guys. So, yeah, and we're down with the kids and that, so...
We are kids.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully, we'll get another podcast up to you by at least next Sunday, probably before then. But that'll be our first proper kind of challenge one. So, we'll probably find a specific place that the sound sounds good in.
We need to think of challenges. Yeah, that's what we're going to do in a minute.
Yeah.
No, we're going to edit.
Yeah. And then post it. So, we hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast, if you finished it somehow miraculously. I don't know if there's a bio that you can put on this, but I'll link all our social medias in that, so if you immediately want to follow us because you're already so obsessed with us, then you can check out our socials there.
I'm making so many funny faces.
There's a mirror right next to us. Plug your podcast in the comments below if you want to, and we'll totally check it out.
If there's a comment.
Yep. Hope you have a fabulous whichever day this goes up. Right now it's Monday. Hope you have a fabulous...
Whatever day.
And we will see you in the next podcast. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Bye!
Bye!